Okay, today's Daf Chavav. We're on Daf Chavav, at the top line of the Mishnah. And today's share, we'll learn for Refuah Shleima for Noam Binyamin Ben Dina Nili. Okay, here we go. So remember, we started off the Masechta with how you acquire a woman. Then we went from there to slaves. Then from there to animals. And now we're on to things. Right? Here we go. Nechasim sheyesh lehem achrayas. Nechasim that have achrayas, which means land. Achrayas means it has a security. Nitnin bekesef shtar bechazaka. You can acquire them with kesef, shtar, and chazaka. She'ein lehem achrayas. If it doesn't have achrayas, like metalin things, right? Ein nitnin ela b'mashicha. You can only acquire them with mashicha, right? Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayas, nechasim that don't have achrayas, like things, niknin im nechasim she'yesh lehem achrayas, can be acquired with nechasim that have achrayas, bekesef shtar bechazaka, with kesef shtar and chazaka. That means that if I'm buying land, and on the land is a tractor is not land, it's a thing, I can acquire it with kesef, shtar, and chazaka by virtue of acquiring the land. That's all that means. Also, one more thing it means, v'zokikin es hanechasim she'eish lemachrayis li shava alein, and I can impose a shvua on the metaltalin because I can impose a shvua on the land. What does that mean? That we'll get to, what's today, Wednesday? Tomorrow or Friday, we're going to, all this will be fleshed out. Because by Shabbos, we get to Chavtes, which is a whole new world.
I thought it was interesting why
Meshicha versus Hagbah. Correct. Because the tractor, you can't do Hagbah. It's too heavy. Right, so what if it's a pencil? Right. Right. So are we gonna talk about that? I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, the Kesef Minolam, who said you can acquire land with Kesef? Where'd that come from? So, Kesef Minolam, Amar Chizkiya, Amar Kra, Sados, Pa Kesef Yiknu. It's the first Pasuk. Basados ba kesef yiknu. You can acquire with kesef. Tosfos asks in the little Tosfos Omar Kra, Hadalo Isi Mikra Dichsev Gabi Ephron. What about Ephron? Mishom Didil Mahani Mili Minachri Shekal Kinyan of a kesef. Maybe because Ephron was not Jewish. What was Avram at that time? It's a whole discussion. But since Ephron for sure wasn't Jewish, Goyim only can acquire things with kesef. That the only kinyan they have is with kesef. That's exactly the Gemara's question.
So, why is that?
What?
Is there proof for
women? For what? For a woman, but not interesting. Ve'ema ad ik a star. Maybe you have to have also a star. Dechsev, it says, v'kasav basefer v'chasum. That they wrote it down. Same thing, you need both. No. Iksiv yiknu libasov kidikamarta. If the word yiknu would have been at the end of that pasuk, you'd be right. Hashta dechsev yiknu me'ikara. But Yiknu is in the beginning of the parasha of the pasuk there. Kesef kani shtar raya ba'almahu. The kesef is the kinyan. Why do you write a shtar? The shtar is just as a raya that this is what took place. That doesn't make the kinyan. You can make the kinyan with a shtar, but you don't have to make it with a shtar. You want to write a shtar? That's fantastic. Amar Rav lo shanu el b'makom she'ein kosvin es hashtar. It's only in a place where there's a minhag not to write a shtar. Aval b'makom she kosvin es hashtar. Lokana, but if there's a place where there's a minhag that they write a star, you're not kona with kesef unless you also write the star. Why? Because there's no gemiras dat. Rashi says here, lokana the kivan the regilin bahachi. Since you normally write a star, which is most people today, right? Nobody's gonna sell a big item without a star. Even a receipt is a star, right? Something. Some chadaite de lokeach, lo some chadaite de lokeach ad de nakit shtara. The buyer doesn't have smichas das. He doesn't realize, he doesn't think the deal is complete until there's a shtar. The ikar daito liknos al shtarhu. And the main focus is on that shtar. Even though he's paying cash. Right? But until you see that piece of paper signed by both parties, no one really thinks the deal's a deal. So it says Rav, if you live in a place where they write a star, you have to have a star.
It's also about a deal of dinah, machos
a dinah. No, why? That's a different story. What if it's not? What if it's not?
If that's the common.
Okay, so but fine. That could be true. That could be true. That could be what Rav is saying. By the way, he could be saying the same thing. Now, the parish, and if you explain yourself, right, then parish. If you said, I understand that there's such a thing as a shtar, and most people, and I'm willing to forgo that. Or you said, no, I'm not willing to forgo that. If you explain yourself, you explain yourself. Ki ha, of Idi bar oven. There was a story with the Idi bar oven. Ki zavin ara. We wanted to buy land. He said like this. I be'ina b'kaspa ikni. If you want me to pay cash, I'll pay cash. I be'ina b'shtara ikni. You want to draw up a star? Draw up a star. Whatever you want, I'll do. So what do you mean by that? I be'ina b'kaspa ikni. If you want to do cash, do cash. Which means, if you want to retract, you can't retract. If you want to do it with a shtar, that's fine also. But I can retract. So that's Rashi. Rashi explains what's going on. The Rashi right here. He says like this. Lachi amar tarvaihu. That's why this buyer said both. Shehehu yachol lachzer bo. He could retract. Avol hamocher lo yachzer. Kedemfarz la'azel. But the seller can't retract. Shimba hamocher lachzer. If the seller wants to retract, yomar lo, you'll tell him, the buyer will tell him, ani rotze sheikne li kaspi. I want to do it with cash. Once you give the cash, you can't retract. What?
No, Ani
rotze shikna li b'kaspi vim hu ba lachzar. And if you want, but if the buyer wants to retract, yomar lo any now it's Ani. Ani rotze shi kaspi kona ad shi yavo hashtar. The money does not make the kinyan. We have to have a shtar. There is no shtar yet. I can retract. V'chol zman shlo kibalti hashtar achzer bi. As long as there's no kinyan, as long as there's no shtar, I still have the right to retract. So he just said it like that to make himself have the upper hand. Okay. Next. Ubishtar Benalan. How do you know you can acquire land with a shtar? Ilan Mishum Dixiv Vikasav Besefer Vikasam Va'ed Edim. A pasuk like that, that pasuk is in Yirmiya. Va'amarta Shtar Raya Ba'almahu. But you said 5 minutes ago that a shtar is just a raya. It just supports that what we did, we have witnesses for. Right? It's a raya. It doesn't effectuate a kinyan. Right? Elamehacha. Rather, it's from here. It says, "Ve'ekach es sefer hamachne," and I took the sefer of the sale, which is a shtar.
Where's that?
What?
Where does that?
Same place.
It's the same place.
Same place. Oh, I see.
It's the same place. It's,
okay.
It's.
Oh yeah.
It's only like 30 psukim apart, but it's the same story.
Right. Okay.
In Yirmiyah. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, "Lo shanu. None of that is good. Ela b'shtar matana." That's all good by a shtar matana. Avol b'mecher, but if it's a sale, lo kana ad sheyitein lo damim. You still have to pay for it.
Right. Yeah.
Just because it's a shtar, handing over a piece of paper doesn't make a kinyan without paying for it.
Right.
If it's a matana, there's no payment. It's a right. gift. But if it's a sale, of course you have to pay for it. Don't think handing over a piece of paper makes you own now something worth $1 million. Doesn't work that way. Now, Masav Rav Hamnuna, Bishtar Ketzad. How does a shtar work? Kasav lo ahanayar. You write it on a piece of paper. O al cheres. On a piece of pottery. Afal pi. She'ein behem shav a pruta. Even though the actual piece of paper is not worth a pruta. It says, Sadai mechuralach. My field is sold to you. Sadai nesunalach. Or my field is given to you. Either one. Hareze mechura v'nesuna. It's hereby given over and sold.
Why was it important for the to mention that it's worth a pruta or not?
No, because in other words, the shtar doesn't have to be worth a pruta, because then you could say it's money.
Right.
It's expensive paper, it's a calligraphy paper, it's worth a few dollars.
A shard.
No, it's not even worth a pruta.
Right.
Don't think that the sale is the paper. Yeah. Right? The paper's worthless.
Right.
What makes the kinyan? A shtar. What about paying for it? Can't even tell me the paper's worth something. It's not. It's not even worth a pruta. So where's the payment here?
said the shtar makes the kinyan?
Yes. Shmuel said you have to pay for it. Shmuel said, don't think a shtar makes a kinyan. The shtar makes a kinyan, true. The shtar is a kinyan. The Mishnah said that. But you have to pay for it. Right? You have to pay for it. So what are you talking about? We just had a bryce that says you don't have to pay for it. How's a shtar, how's it work? You hand over a piece of paper. Don't tell me that, well, it's expensive paper, therefore that's a kinyan. No, no, no. The paper's worthless. The paper's worthless. So what makes a kinyan? The shtar. Shmuel said the exact opposite. Didn't Shmuel say you have to pay for it? Right? So the Gemara says, who asked this question? Rav Hamnuna. So, who Mosif love, who Mafarik love? He asked it and he answered it. He gave two answers. Number one, B'mocher sadehu mipnei ra'asa. It's a bad field. The I don't know, who knows why it's bad. Rashi says, D'nichale d'lekanye le shtaro l'lokeach yeche d'lomati l'hadabe. You want to sell this land, you'll even give it for free. Just get this land off my head. I don't know, the government's coming. I don't know what the case is. The land's worth, not good. I don't want it in my name. Have it in his name. I don't care if I didn't get paid for it. It's worth it for me not to get paid for it. That's the one answer. Rav Ashi Amar, no. Give a simpler answer. Bimatana. The whole case was talking about a matana. It said nasnula. He said mocher v'nasnula. It says mocher in there. So what do you mean mocher? It's a gift. Bikesh litnulo. They wanted to give him a gift. V'lama kasev l'loshen mecher. Why did he write it like that? That it's a sale? It's not a sale. Why did he write it like what? Kedei liyapos es kocho. To give the recipient more strength. What does that mean? Because we know there's a rule that if I sell land to you, and then what happens? I owed money to him. Right? We all knew. And he comes and takes away the land. Right. He comes to me and says, "New, where's the money you owe me, Menachem?" I said, "I don't have." Okay, I'll take the land that was sold to Mr. G. You can come back to me and say, "Now give me a different piece of land."
Right.
That's why he wrote it as a sale. I'm giving you a gift now. But I want it to be such a gift that if it gets taken away from you, you can come back to me. I'll give you another piece of land. That's very special. Right?
How about the kesef aspect?
Well, there is no kesef. It's a gift. There is no kesef. It's a gift. I'm giving you such a gift that I wrote it as if it's a sale, that you will never lose out on that land. So if someone takes it away because I'm a deadbeat and they take away the land from you, you can come back to me and I'll have to give the land, I have to give you another piece of property. That's why I wrote it like a mecher. But really, it's a gift. So it's not a kash on Shmuel.
If you acquire land as a Yerusha, does that require a shtar, or is that just by...
Ubechazaka. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
The third way is chazaka. Right, what's chazaka? You live on the land. You'd
right.
fix the land. You'd
right.
put a gate. You'd something of ownership to show you that you own it, right? So you ask a very good question, Manolan. How do you know that you can acquire land with chazaka? How do you know, right? Amar Chizkia, Amar Kra. It says in the Torah. It's also in Yirmiyah. V'shavu ba'areichem. They sat in the cities asher tefastam that they acquired. But met to fast them. Had they acquire them? Yeshiva by sitting there. That's an act of ownership. The very Rishmal, a different pasuk, a pasuk from Devarim. It says, "V'yirash demosa." You're going to inherit it. What? You're going to inherit it. V'yishaf demba, and you're going to live there. But met yirash them. How do you inherit it? Be yeshiva by sitting there.
That's good enough.
It's a drasha. How do you inherit it? By sitting here.
Yeah.
Meaning, how do you acquire it? Not a squatter.
No, but the squatter.
No, that's what they're...
How do you acquire it? By showing ownership. How do you show ownership? I'm living in this house.
But the squatter's right, so when somebody come over and they stay.
So we're going to get to that. There's such a thing. We're going to get to that in Baba Basra. There's such a thing as squatter's rights. But forget a squatter. We're regular people. How do you show... How do I know your house is your house? So you can tell me you pay the mortgage. Well, that's all good. But Lamaisa, I take care... I pay the property taxes. I take care of the lawn.
Right.
I take care of everything. I'm busy with it. That's an indication of ownership. The Ma'arit asks a different question. He says, what do you mean v'yirashtem v'yishavtem ba? Wasn't it given out with a goral?
The
land of Eretz Yisrael. Wasn't the land of Eretz Yisrael given out by goral? So what do you mean v'yirashtem v'yishavtem? How do you show Yerusha? By sitting there. No, how do you show Yerusha? By getting a goral from Yeshua ben Nun.
That's just an indicator.
What do you mean?
Property. That doesn't mean that, that they accepted it on themselves.
Why not?
They made a Kenyan.
So
there they conquered and it was there.
So he gives two answers. One answer is fascinating, and one answer is similar to your answer. He says that the Goro was only given to the Shevet.
Right.
Among each member of the Shevet, who said who got the?
Who got what?
I'll take that piece. Okay, go live there. It'll be yours. Right. The Goro was only given to the Shevet, not to every person.
Right.
That's one answer. I think it's a fascinating answer. He says that...
The daughters of Slavkot got...
What?
The daughters of Slavkot got... They went and got...
Right, the question is, it's interesting. Did they get exactly the...
They got with their Shevet.
They got within their Shevet.
Yeah, they got along with...
They weren't told, you're going to be on that street and you're going to have that house. They weren't told that. What? That's what he says. He says that Hachaluk al pi goral, the haluka of the goral hoyso rak l'shvatim, ulam hachaluka ben ish la'achiv, each person, ba'osa shevet, nasa bechazaka. That was done with the chazaka, not with the goral. That's the second answer. The Pnei Yeshua gives a different answer, fascinating answer. He says, from the time of the goral, so we actually moved into houses. What happened then? Where were people living? So like, it was a default over here. I have to live somewhere. People have to live somewhere. What, they lived in like in a DP camp until the Goro was all finished up?
They lived like
where'd they live? Where? Where'd they live?
Same place they lived in the desert.
So then when the Goro said, okay, Shevet Naphtali, you're going to be over there. So the people of Naphtali said, you know, let's settle over here. We're going to be here anyway. Until they figure all this out, at least have somewhere to go.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right?
Right. That would make sense.
That's Chazaka.
That's Chazaka right there.
Right.
Then he says something even fascinating. Then he says, another answer, he says, that I thought this was a staggering part. He says like this, B'nai Reuven and B'nai Gad were supposed to have land in Eretz Yisrael. They chose to Eretz Yarden.
Right.
So what happened to their portions in Eretz Yisrael? Which they didn't want. What happened to that?
It was subdivided amongst the other ones.
What?
Wasn't divided amongst the other ones.
Yes, it was. Was that part of the Goral? Says the Pesachim, no, it was not part of the Goral. And whoever got there first. Like first, you know, first dibs.
First,
it was Chazaka. It's very fascinating. Right. Fascinating stuff.
Sounds like the Old West.
What?
Wonder where it came from.
Yeah, but it wasn't then.
What?
It doesn't make any sense.
Why not?
Look at how that happened. The properties were redistributed exactly evenly according to Shevet. So, yeah, so I ran and got another spot. All of a sudden, it's mine.
Right. He says like this. Chelka, I'll read it to you. Chelka of Shevet Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. The chelik of Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. Shevitru al chelka ba'aretz. They were mevater on their chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Right, they forgoed it. Ukedelik nosam to get that land. Hotzrichu chazaka. You needed a chazaka.
So then there would be people from different kingdom all mixed up in that.
So that area was chaos.
Yeah. We don't know where that is even.
Yeah.
Where is that area?
What area?
What area? Reuven and God should have gotten. We know where that is.
Subdivided everything.
I know. So we don't even know where that is.
Making a change,
building a fence, doing something. That was the same. She was good enough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe the goal was done.
Okay.
How can we bring a proof from Yirmiyahu and Devarim? Doesn't Devarim carry much more weight?
Yes. So yes. So maybe the Gemara wanted to bring a proof from Yirmiyah because it's much better than Devarim because Devarim have all these problems with the Goral. So we gave all these answers, but the question's still better. Right? The question's still better, no?
Yeah.
So you can bring a pasuk in Yirmiyah. How do you acquire land? By living there.
But isn't Devarim a primary source?
Yes, but I'm saying, but it has a kasha.
We do it all the time.
It's a good question. Why do you have to go to Yirmiyah and have a pasuk in Devarim? Because the pasuk in Devarim has problems. Okay. What do you mean there's chazaka? Wasn't it a Goral? So we gave answers. The question's still better. So you don't like the answers? I'll tell you what. We have a pasuk in Yirmiyah.
Why didn't you ask that same question by Ephraim?
What?
In the Torah.
What do you mean?
By Ephraim. Tosin
asked that question.
Yes,
yeah, so Tosin said, because that was Goyim.
That's the question.
Right. Okay. Next. V'she'en lo achrayis, ein nikn elav v'mashicha. If it doesn't have achrayis, meaning it's not land, it can only be acquired with a mashiach. Minalan, how do you know that? The chesiv it says, v'chisim kiru mimkar la'avisecha, okana miyad avisecha, davar hanikna miyad liyad. It's given over hand to hand. What's given over hand to hand? Mashiach. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, dvar Torah, mos kos, mos konos, mayikala meymar. But if you hold that money can acquire, which is a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rishlokas. Rabbi Yochanan holds money is a valid kinyan even for metaltalim. Right? So then why do you have to do mashiach? Why can't I give money? The answer is, Tana takanta rabbanan dekatani. The rabbanan made a takana. What's a takana? If money is the kinyan, then I give you money, and where is it? Where's the item? I'm buying bushels of wheat from you. Where is it? It's in your property.
Right.
But I already paid you, and now it's considered mine. I better make a kinyan. The money is the kinyan. You have no incentive to watch it.
Right.
Because what do you care? Got the money, and it's not yours anymore. So if the robber comes, what do you care? So to make an incentive for you not to be like that, the seller, the rabbanan made a takana. No, it's not changed over until the guy, the buyer, does the kinyan. Right? Rashi says, the first wide line, Masnisin lo tikshi li takanta derabbanan katani el she'akru chachamim kinyan amos. The chachamim said, we're not going to allow buying things that money should be a kinyan. Why? For Amru, lo tikna el b'mashicha. Only with mashicha. Why? Xera, it's a xera. Shema yomer lo, nishvifu chitecha ba'aliyah. There was a fire in the thing? It was your stuff.
Right.
Right? Why didn't you call the fire department? Why should I?
Yeah.
It's not my stuff.
But,
right?
Wouldn't it be a shomer sachar? You would still be chayit
l'chuyot? No, it's not a shomer sachar. It's a shomer chinam.
That's shomer.
Not even a shomer. I don't know. Well, what is that? I paid for it. It's still, I'll be there next week to pick it up.
Yeah.
And during the week, you let the robber come, the fire come. What do you care? Right? So because of that, we don't allow it. What do we allow? Make a real kinyan.
The Amishai didn't accept Shmira.
Correct. Next.
If he buys 25,000 bushels and he makes Mashiach only on one, he's called all of them.
Okay.
Yeah. Same problem.
No, what?
It's still your problem.
Then if, what are you doing? Then get it out of there. Get it to your own property.
Then take it.
Right, all the bushels.
We're going to get to that. We're going to get to that tomorrow. What? Nechasim she'ein lehem achrayis. Like 5-6 lines from the bottom. Nechasim that don't have achrayis can be purchased with nechasim that do have achrayis. Right? Menahanimil, how do you know that? Amar Chizkiah, the Amar Krod says, v'yitein lehem avihem matanos. They gave gifts. Im are mitzuros b'Yehuda. With cities. Give gifts. What?
Fenced cities.
What do you see? That you can acquire metaltlin with the city. They got the gifts together with the city. Now the Gemara asks a question, which we're not going to answer until tomorrow. Iboilahu. Be'idan tiburin olo. Does it have to be on the property or not? For example, I'm selling you a piece of land, and I'm also going to sell you, a bicycle. Where's the bicycle? That's in Florida. We'll bring the bicycle up from Florida, and I'm selling you the bicycle with the land. The bicycle is not here. It's somewhere else. Can this work? When we say, by acquiring the land, you also acquire the bicycle, can that work? Even though the bicycle is not on the land? Does it have to be on the land or not? That's the Gemara's question. We're not going to answer it today. We're going to have like, we're going to keep trying. We're not going to, because don't die.
It's two what? It's two different things.
I know it's two different things, but the Mishnah said that there's such a thing as a kinyan like that. So now the question becomes, does it have to be on the land or not?
Yeah, because when Rus, she wasn't on the land. We wanted to buy the land.
We're not going to bring a riot from Rus at all.
No, yeah.
What? The Mishnah said. We're going to get to that case. We're going to get to that case at the end of the day, at the end of today. Excellent. We're going to get to that case. So that's a very hard case. So, Tashma, case, try number one. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Karka kol shehu, chayeves bepeya, ubibikurim. Karka kol shehu, the smallest amount of land, is chayev in peya and bikurim. Tosfos asks, how you chayev in peya? If it's a kol shehu, you're not chayev in peya until you harvest. Till you harvest, you're not chayev in peya. Once you harvest, Only then does the chiyuv of peya kick in. But if it's a kol shehu, let's say it's based for one stalk. So once I harvest the one stalk, where's the peya? How do I do peya? It's not possible. There's no space. So Tosis gives a funny answer. He says, well, you have a stalk, and on the stalk there are five kernels, so you take four for yourself, and one, you leave a peya. It's very simple. What? But it's a kol shehu. There is no field.
There's no field. It's one stalk.
It's one stalk. And once you're not chayiv in peya until you harvest. So once you harvest the one stalk, where do you do the how you do the peya? Okay, because you have one stalk, you have multiple. Okay. Ubi bikurim. You also chayiv in bikurim. Look, v'lichtov aleha prosbul. You can write a prosbul. You have to own land in order to write a prosbul, right? Because that survives shmita. How much land do you have to have? A kol shehu. V'lichtos ima nechasim she'ein lehem achrayas. Also, all you need is a kol shehu to acquire the bicycle. I'm telling you, a kol shehu of land, and you're going to acquire the bicycle. Now, the bicycle doesn't fit on a kol shehu.
Correct.
So don't you see from here that you don't, it doesn't have to be on the land? Right? Via marta be'inan tziburin. And if you tell me it has to be there, kol shehu, lamai havi, how could that be? Lamai chazi, how could that be? How could that be? So, tirgamer of Shmuel, barbisna, kamedra of Yosef, I'll tell you how it could be. Kigon, for example, Shenoat ba machat. You put a needle there. I'm telling you the needle. The needle can fit on a kol shehu. Amalei Rabbi Yosef, kabastan ich bal tana lashmin and machat? I don't know what does kabastan mean.
You annoy us.
You're annoying us? What kind of thing is that? The only time this will work is if you put a needle. Only works by selling needles. Nothing else can fit on a kol shehu except for a needle. So you tell me the whole halacha for a needle? Amar Vashi, man lemalon, delo talaba, marganisa, the shava alfezuzi. Maybe you tied something onto the kol shehu, and on the end of that string was a diamond worth $1 million. That could be. In other words, we don't have an answer to the question.
Right.
Does it have to be there or not? We don't know. It could be it was tied there. So maybe if the kol shehu is here, and I have a string, and next to the string is a bicycle. So that would be good enough. Where's the bicycle hanging from? It's not on the land. It's on someone else's land. But it's rooted in this land. So it could be. So we don't have an answer. No answer. Tashma. Next case. Amar Rav Elazar. Maisa bin Meduni Echad. There was once a story with a fellow from Madon, a place. Shahaya bi Yerushalayim. He was in Yerushalayim. Shahayu lo metaltalin harbe. He had a lot of metaltalin. Ubi kesh litnam bimatana. And he wanted to give them away as a gift. Amru lo. And they told him, "Ein lo takana ad shiyiknob agabe karka." It has the only way you're going to give it as a gift is if you give the karka also. Why? This is the only way to do it. At the end of the Gemara, we'll see the answer. What reason why? The only way you want to give a gift to somebody, because the answer is that the person wasn't here, and he didn't trust anybody else in the room. So he wants to give somebody a bicycle, right? He wants to give somebody a bicycle. Doesn't trust anybody in the room. He's sick. I want to give my cousin a bicycle. Okay, give him land, and on the land, you give the bicycle also. Right? So that's what they told him. So, what'd he do? Halach v'lokach base selah samach li'Yerushalayim. He went ahead and bought a base selah next to Yerushalayim. Varmer, and he said, Sifoni zeh l'ploni. The north part of this piece of land, I'm giving to Ploni. V'imo, and with it, me'etzonu me'achavios. 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine. Umeis, and he died. Fikayim was Tavarev. And they fulfilled his words. They made that deal happen. Right? They did that deal. Now, if you tell me it has to be on the land, how can it be a base cella? Means a tiny amount of place.
Right.
The size of a cella. It was a kol shehu. How can they put 100 sheep there? Obviously, it doesn't have to be there. So the Gemara says, Mi Savarta base cella, cella mamish. No, you think a base cella meant that it was the size of a cella, size of a coin? No. My cella, the nafish tuva. No, it was a huge piece of land. And it could be they brought 100 sheep onto that land, 100 barrels too. Tamai karile base cella. Why'd they call it a cella? The kasha kisela. Yeah, it was a rocky area. You couldn't plant there. They called it like a cella, but it was not a tiny area. So we don't have a raya again. Okay? Case number three. Try number three. Tashma. The Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Maise ba'adam echad. There was a story now with a fellow, Shechala bi Yerushalayim. He got sick in Yerushalayim. Kirebi Eliezer. Like Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Eliezer holds, you know, we have a rule that a Shechiv Meira doesn't have to make a Kinyan, he can just talk. Mm-hmm. Rebbe Eliezer doesn't agree with that. He holds, there's no such special din by a Shechiv Meira. So we're talking about him, or Va'amrile, it was a Bari Kirabanan. Or it was a Bari, like the Rabbanan, like a regular guy, it was a regular guy. Either it was a sick person like Rebbe Eliezer, which is the same thing as a regular guy. Right? It was a regular guy. Shahayulo metaltalin harbe. He had a lot of metaltalin. Ubi keish litnam b'matana. He wanted to give it away as a gift. Amrulo, ain lo takana. You have no way to give it. Ad until, sheyiknem al gabe karka. You have to put it on karka. Ma'asa, what'd he do? Halach, he went. V'lokach beis rova samach li Yerushalayim. He bought a piece of land near Yerushalayim. Vamran, he said, tefach al tefach leploni. The tefach, this tefach goes to Ploni. V'imo me'atzona me'achavios. Umeis, and he died. And on the land, I'm giving him, plus I'm giving him 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine. Umeis, and he died. V'kimu chachamim estavarov. And the chachamim said, let's go make that happen. You go enforce that deal. Not a deal, go enforce that request. V'iyamrit be'inan tiburin. And if you're telling me it has to be on the land, how can you fit 100 sheep on a tefach al tefach? Tefach al tefach, l'may chazi. How do you fit 100 sheep on a tefach of land? So the Gemara says, "Hacha b'maya skinon." No, he didn't give 100 sheep. What he gave was l'dmi. He gave the value of 100 sheep. Go, how much is 100 sheep and 100 barrels of wine? Whatever that number is, I'm giving him the money. That's what he meant to say. So it's not a raya. It's not a raya. What's the story here with whether or not the derech agav has to be on the land or not? So hachirav mistabra. That makes a lot of sense. You know why? If he was giving mamish 100 sheep, so nikninu nehile b'chalipin. Why didn't he just do it with chalipin? Right. Says Rashi, demos hayu lefi. No. Right? No. I'm sorry. Not fair. Why just do a chalipin? Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a gift. It's a gift, mind you. So I don't have to pay for it. I give you the kerchief, and in exchange for giving the kerchief back to me, I give you the kerchief, you acquire 100 sheep somewhere else.
So why is the more answer before?
Which gives me the same answer. Elamai, lidmi, rather, it was talking about the cash. And cash, you can't do with chalipin. That's the key. You can't do chalipin with cash. You're not allowed to transfer chalipin for cash. Said, that's what Rashi says here. That's the Rashi. The Mos Hayu Lefikach Lo Yachol Lignosa BeChalipin. The Kailan Parak Azov Ein Mat Be'ah Nikta BeChalipin. You can't transfer money with Chalipin. So all he was giving was a monetary gift. So I'll give you the kerchief and then you acquire the money. That you can't do.
Yeah, but so why is the Gemara bringing up all the cases of having to buy karka? Just do Chalipin the whole time.
What?
Any metalim do Chalipin. Why do you need to buy karka for one?
So we're gonna answer that question right now. The Elamai Ludmi. So nigdinu lahalai b'mashicha. So do mashicha. Hey, take the cash then. Right? Take one sheep, take one barrel. The answer is, ela delese lemakabel matana. The guy wasn't there. The guy wasn't there. He's his cousin. He's somewhere else. He was in China. And he wanted him to get the stuff. So, hachanami delese lemakabel matana. There was nobody. The guy wasn't around. So how am I going to give it to him? I want to make sure that I'm dying, right? I'm on my deathbed. I want to make sure that Bezin carries this out. How do I do this right? So Bezin said the only way you could do it is if you get land and give it to him with karka. Why can't you give it to him directly? He wasn't here. Vinizkinu nahile agav acher. So give it to someone else. Give it to someone else and he'll give it to him. A shliach, right? The answer is lo sam chadaite. He didn't trust anybody. So he thought, Shamid va'achalahu, they'll keep it themselves. They'll eat it up themselves. Give them 100 barrels of wine. The guy comes back, where's my 100 barrels? What 100 barrels of wine? Right? Exactly. What 100 barrels of wine? He didn't want that to happen, so he wanted to make sure, not giving it to someone else, didn't trust anybody else. Elamai ein lo takana. What does that mean, ein lo takana? We said, you don't know, there's no way you could do it unless you buy land and give it to him and give him the land and then give him the stuff through the land. What do you mean? You have other options. So the Gemara says, yeah, they're not good options. They're not good. Hachi kamar. Lamai, delo sam chadaita ein lo takana, achiknam le'al gabi karka. Yeah, if you don't trust anybody, then you have no options. The only option are you trust people. All those people in the room, we didn't trust. So we had no option.
That's
Right? Good?
Yeah.
Okay. Try number four. Try number four. Tashma. This is Mati's case. Maisa Rabbi Gamliel. There was a story with Rabbi Gamliel, Vizikanim, and other Zikanim. Shayuba and Bisvina. They're on a boat. Amalahem Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel says to Lizakanim. Now, Rashi says in the bottom line, Vishachach, and Rabbi Gamliel forgot, Velo Nosan Rishus Litrom. He forgot to tell the people in his house that someone should take off Trumas and Maisers. He forgot. Not Truma, Mutuma Maiser. He forgot to tell his wife or his kids before he left they should take off Truma. Maiser, he's stuck. So what does he do? He goes over to one of the Zakanim and he says like this, Iser Shani Asid, the Maiser that I will take off in the future, the Maiser that I'm going to take off, Lamud, after I make the, after I size it up, right, to measure it, right, that amount, Nosen Lo Liyahoshua, I'm giving to Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananya, who's a Levi, I'm giving it to him, Umakomo Muskerlo, and the place that it's on in my house, I'm renting to him. Right? Now, Rashi says Rashi says that's Maaser Rishon. Now, the Iser Acher Shani Asud Lamud. And now Rashi says it was the third or the sixth year. So he had to give now Maaser Oni. The Maaser Oni, Iser Acher Shani Asid Lamud, that I will give in the future. Nasin Lo La Kiva Ben Yosef. I'm giving over here to my good friend Rabbi Akiva. Right? Kideshi Yizki Bo La Aniyim. So that the Aniyim will acquire it through him. He was the, Rashi says he was the Gabbai of the Aniyim. He was a Gabbai Tzedakah. Umakomo Musker Lo. And the place I'm renting to Rabbi Akiva too. Shema Mino, what do you see from here? Be'in and Tziburin Ba. That it has to be on the place. Otherwise, he could have given any land. Why have to be that land? Why does it have to be the spot where it is? Why couldn't it be any spot? So the Gemara answers, right? Right, Rashi says, because it says Mekomo v'lo Mekom Acher. Right? So Gemara answers, no, it's not a Raya. You know why he gave him that land? Shiny Hatsam ki heche de lo litrachinu. He gave him that land so that when they land off the boat, they don't have to come run and get their Meiser off someone else's property. It'd be such a rush to get the land, the Meiser off the property. It's their property. You don't have to be in such a rush that you make a tircha on them. You have to run to the property to get it off. Right? You hear? So because of that reason, that's why he gave him the land. Is it a raya? It's no raya. Now, Rashi gave one line. Rashi said in one sentence, Vishachach velonasan rishos la'acherim. Litrom. He forgot before he left, and he didn't...
That's the bottom of the page.
And the bottom of the page. And he didn't... Give anyone a chance. He forgot to give instructions to take off the Maaser. You see this Tosfos of Maaser Rabbi Gamliel? Yes. Nice and long, no?
Yes.
He asks six questions on Rashi. Talmud Chacham never leaves without giving off Maaser. Even if he gave off the Maaser, even if he did this on the boat, how does that stop the family from eating it? No. They don't even know.
They don't know about it.
Because it gives six questions. If we have a chance tomorrow, we'll start with that. I'm giving it tomorrow. We're switching tomorrow on Friday. Six questions about that, and Tosfos is a completely different pshat of what went on here on this boat. Completely different. Almost the opposite. So we'll do that tomorrow. If we have a chance, we'll start off with that tomorrow for a few minutes, and we'll continue then. Everyone have a very good day.